Third pack of Avodah Zarah, eighth Mishnah. Loi Yeshev Bitzilo. One should not sit in the shade of the Avodah Zarah. And Yoshev Tohor, he's not Tomei. There's a Tumah Derabbanan when you come into contact with Avodah Zarah, but just staying in the shade is not enough to be Metamei. Lo Yavo Tachter Vim Ovo Tomei. If you go underneath it, then you are Tomei. In other words, it's Metamei Ba'oyel. That's what it seems to be saying over here. So, the first case of the tzel, you don't have to be underneath the tree to get the shade. If it's at an angle, you can be further away from it. So, therefore, it's not a. Therefore, it's aser, but there's no tumah. But to go underneath it, then there is a tumah. It says also that. Yeah, that is generally takrovis, is things that were sacrificed at Avodah Zarah, which are also metamah ba'oil underneath it. So that's metamah you by being underneath it, which is once again the oil above you and the tumah. Ha'isa gozelis zarabim vav tachter tor. If it was the branches of the tree were going into the Rishus Rabbim in a fashion they should not have been there because they're disturbing the use of the Rabbim, then even if you went underneath it, you're tar, because that is something that should have it says it's a tumah derabbanan, and they weren't gozer in a fashion that you can become tummy just by walking on the regular street. And you shouldn't go out of your way to go underneath it, but if it gets in your way, they weren't gozer tumah in such a situation. Zorin tachte yirokas b'meisek shom, and you let a plant vegetables underneath it in the winter months. Why? Because in the summer you need the shade, and therefore you're benefiting from it. In the winter, you don't need the shade, and therefore you're not benefiting from it. V'chazorim loy b'yimayis hacham v'yimayis hakshomim. Chazorim is chazer, what do you call it? Which is horseradish, that these things need shade for some reason in the winter, and therefore you're going to be benefited. The kids say you shouldn't have any benefit even from the shade of this. You shouldn't plant yirokas underneath it in the winter months. That dried up leaves fall down on it, and that is good for fertilizing or whatever. That's some type of helps them grow. Yeah. Yeah, the Mug explains that Rabbi Yis is saying that I personally hold that it's mutter always, because zeb is a goyrim. In order to be nested by Noah, it has to have to get all that Noah from this thing here. The ikra Noah is from the ground, just these other things are helping out a little bit in the growth, and therefore, since you're not using the Avodah Zarah itself, just as causing Hanoah, and the Hanoah can only come together with other things, it's mutter. But he says, you chacham that hold, there is a problem of the problem of Zev Zagoyim is also because you prohibit planting underneath it in the summer months. You should also prohibit in the winter months, because there also is some type of benefit they can get from it.